For California Ag Today, I'm Mike Stevens. Growers need to prepare the soil as well as tree canopies. We continue with Daniel Rogers, sales account manager with AgriLiquid. He explains the need to water and apply fertilizers.
I'd say top of mind right now for growers, if they are done with harvest, would be post-harvest fertility. We've still got almonds being shook, so we're kind of on the tail end of harvest there. But I think the next step for growers is, one, getting water turned back on to get water back on those stress trees. If guys have water, getting that shot on and helping put those reserves, build some carbohydrates, put those trees to bed, help them out, get through the winter. Definitely consider pulling soil samples, see where the soil's at, make sure things are in balance, check for deficiencies in the soil, address those deficiencies via liquid fertilizer or dry fertilizer. In almonds in particular, borons is especially important post-harvest. Growers can take an almond hull sample, get a boron level, see if they're sufficient or deficient, and post-harvest is a good time to apply boron as well. A lot of guys will go out and put a post-harvest foliar spray on. Roots are still active at this time as well, so a soil-applied fertigation is sufficient as well as a foliar. Do definitely take a look at the trees. Make sure you still got good green foliage there. Make sure everything's not senesced and dying off. That way you can take full advantage of that foliar fertilizer. I would definitely recommend something soil-applied as well.
For California Ag Today, I'm Mike Stevens.